presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
X4 calling control tower. The X4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to the X4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1,200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. And it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
You know, gang, when you take a picture on the ground, it's a pretty complicated business. Well, today, we want to discuss the bigger problem of taking an aerial photograph. When you're shooting a picture from 4 or 5 miles up, or even higher, you've got a real job on your hands. For instance, the Air Force uses photos from which to make maps of the countryside. Each picture takes in a certain area, and when all the prints are put together, they have a complete map. For that type of work, the pictures must be perfect. They must be sharp and clear, and every detail must stand out. To take such perfect pictures, aerial cameras must be super sensitive and at the same time rugged and well-built. During the war, the AAF cameras were among the best in the world, but you all know the Air Forces. They're always on the lookout for new and better equipment. As a matter of fact, the photographic laboratory at Wright Field, Ohio, has developed a camera far superior to anything in existence up to now. It's much better than the famous Big Bertha, used in the atom bomb tests at Bikini last year. This new camera, called the K-30, can take pictures from way up in the stratosphere, up to 10 miles above the Earth, imagine. What's even better, it takes pictures with more than twice as much detail as ever taken on film before. Now, small buildings and roads, never visible in aerial photographs, stand out clear as day. In just a few minutes, I'll be back with more interesting information about the new K-30 camera that will be of interest whether you're a camera fan or not. So, don't forget to listen. And now for our story. Trapped in one of the many dark, twisting tunnels of the Temple of Kumatan and the lost Mayan city of Xochitl, Hawk, Tank, and young Christopher Cross fought desperately to get out, but soon realized it was hopeless. But suddenly they saw a pair of eyes glowing weirdly green in the dark recesses of their prison. It was the ghost-like black cat again. The boys gave chase, but the eyes vanished as quickly as they had appeared. Searching frantically, Tank found a narrow hole in the wall near the floor. It was just large enough to admit young Chris. And in our last episode, you recall, he wormed his way through into another tunnel not 3 feet away. As Hop and Tank crouched on the floor listening to the boys' report, Chris suddenly called back in a frightened whisper.
There's somebody else in the tunnel. Come in this way.
Duck back in here, quick.
It's too late. He's almost here.
Can you see him?
No, I can't see a thing.
Then run for it.
But I can't leave you.
Never mind us. Go on, run.
What if I can't find my way back?
Will you cut the chatter and get going?
Please,
Chris.
Well.
Chris, what happened? Chris, answer me. Chris. Oh, Lord. What? Oh, Sam Hill. He's laughing. Are you sure it's Chris?
Of course.
Chris, for the love of heaven, what's going on out there?
Oh, this is so funny.
What's so funny? Will you stir it for Pete's sake? He's giving us heart failure.
Please.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
The kid's going nuts.
You know who it is?
Hey, this ain't no time for riddles. Chris, will you please stop laughing and talk?
Oh,
okay,
it's Peter.
What? Peter?
Yes, it's John Peter. I thought
I was here. Wrong street.
Isn't that the funniest thing I've ever heard?
Yeah, funny, all right, but I'm too weak to laugh.
Oh, God, but you're making me. God, he's scared to death.
She's scared. I'm worn to a thread. Oh, look, Chris, hold on to her. Don't let her get away.
Oh, don't worry. She isn't moving. She's too glad to see me.
Good. You know what, Tank?
What?
Well, I think there's a decent chance of getting out of here. Chris!
Yeah?
Reach in and get the spare flashlight out of her pack.
All right.
Oh. What's the idea? We can't fall through this hole. It's too small.
I know it. But if Chris can find the mechanism that lowers and raises the stone slabs, we'll be all set.
All right, Hop. I have the flash. You want me to bring it in to you?
No. Now, listen. I want you to see if you can find a way to raise the stone slabs blocking this tunnel. But don't get lost.
I'll be careful.
Take the Peter with you. And keep checking your compass ring so you can find your way back here, all right.
Okay.
Boy,
It sure is lucky we got that compass ring.
I'll say. Okay, Cliff, get moving now. And good luck.
I don't like leaving you alone.
Don't worry about us. Why, kid? Hurry it up.
I'll see you later.
And take care of yourself. If there's any sign of trouble, run.
I'll try not to be wrong. Come on.
Okay, Tank. Let's get up close to the stone slab so we can hear him when he gets there.
I mean, if he gets there. Might run into some more ghosts.
Ah, Tank, do you think a ghost lowered those stone slabs? Here we are.
Yeah, something spooky's going on around here. Black cats and that awful noise we heard. And that guy we saw on the top of the temple, a guy with horns sticking out of his head.
He looks solid enough.
Yeah, but those horns.
As soon as we find him, I'll see if those horns are real enough.
I hope we don't find him.
One thing that troubles me is why?
Why what?
Why has all this happened? Why should someone want to trap us in here, try to kill us?
I don't care why. I just want to get out of here.
After we take pictures of the mural.
You mean you're going to hang around after all that's happened?
We came down here to take pictures, and we're not leaving until we do.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
It must be Chris.
Supposing it ain't.
It is. That's Sir Peter. Chris! Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Are you okay, kid?
Yeah, fine.
Look around now. See if you can find a way to lift this slab.
I am.
Concentrate on the wall to the left. It'd be on your right. That's where we found the rope.
Well, there are some ropes here. Set right into the wall.
They hooked up to anything?
They don't seem to be. They run right up into a hole in the ceiling. And then down through a hole in the floor.
Well, try them. See what happens.
All right.
But be careful. Maybe if you pull the wrong one, this whole place will cave in.
This one doesn't work. Nothing happens with this one, either. Only one left.
Oh, lady, look, don't leave us now.
I can hold it.
Hey, something's happened. Stand back. The slab's moving.
Huh, Tank, you all right?
You bet we are. Come on, Hop. The slab's high enough. We can get out.
Tank.
Oh, boy, that's what you call coming through in a clutch. Thanks a million.
Nice going, fella.
Well, I did was pull the rope here.
Huh? Let's see. Here. I wonder...
Hey, Dad's coming down again.
No, don't worry. We're on the outside this time. Works by a counterweight somewhere under it. Pretty neat.
Look, I ain't in no mood to hang around. Let's get rolling, huh?
Oh, okay.
The tomb's in the next tunnel. I passed it on my way around here.
Good. Lead the way.
Come on, Cecilia. Come on.
Boy, it sure was lucky she came in here.
I wonder how she got loose.
Well, her halter is broken. I guess she got lonesome. It's around him.
Chris, did you see that cat again?
No, I didn't.
Did you see anything?
No. The tomb is just ahead. See how the needle on my compass ring is spinning around?
That's a heavy concentration of metallic ore in this section.
Yeah, that'd pull a magnetic compass way off the beam, all right.
Here we are now.
Oh, good. We'll get the pictures once and for all and then beat it.
Yeah, for good.
Shine the flash inside, Chris.
Hey, wait a minute. Turn it down near the door.
Why?
I know it. There's that bowl full of milk again.
Gosh, yeah.
Forget it.
Forget it. Means that black cat's around again.
So what? That helped us get out, didn't it? Come on now, inside.
Great Scott.
What's the matter?
Ghost?
Ghost, nothing. A camera. I left it in here. Now it's gone.
As Chris swings the flashlight around slowly, illuminating every corner of the tomb, it becomes evident that the camera is really gone. The tomb is empty. What could have happened to it? Gang, you won't want to miss the startling discovery at the climax of today's episode, so stand by.
Say, gang, at the beginning of Hop Harrigan, I was telling you about the Air Force's new camera, the K-30. You know, when the photo technicians built this new baby, they developed a tricky set of mirrors that made the aerial camera even better. They use two mirrors that bend light in the shape of the number 4. When the light enters the box, it hits the first mirror and reflects back to the second one. From there, it hits the film. Using the mirrors, the design engineers were able to reduce the overall size of the camera to only 4 by 5 feet. If they had built it the standard way, the K-30 would have been 10 feet high, much too big for practical use in a plane. In flight, the camera's shutter can work at tremendous speed. You know the shutter stands between the light and the film. It only opens when you click the camera's button. It's just like your eye. Works exactly the same way. When your eyelids are closed, no light comes in, so you don't see anything. When you open your lids, the light reflected from anything you're looking at goes in through your eye and registers on your brain. In the camera, when the shutter opens, the light goes through and registers on the film. The K30 shutter can blink open and close at terrific speed, up to 1/400th of a second. Another important factor the engineers had to think about is the cold weather way up in the stratosphere. So the K30 has been equipped with an inside hot air circulating system, which is controlled automatically, and a large electrically heated blanket, which fits over the entire outside of the camera and lens barrel. These precautionary aids make sure the camera will work no matter how cold it gets on any mission. It's one of the latest achievements of the Air Forces in keeping abreast of the speedy progress being made every day in aircraft development. Get ready now to take your place in the sky, and always remember, America needs flyers. And now, back to our story. Pop, Tank, and Chris have searched every inch of the tomb and the nearby tunnels for the missing camera, but have met with failure. And as we join them now, they are outside the temple of Kumakan in the broad daylight of mid-afternoon. Tank is the only one who can find something to be cheerful about.
Well, if we ain't got no camera, we can't take no pictures, which means we don't have to hang around here no more.
I'll cut the comedy, Tank. This is serious.
Well, it's true, eh? We can't take no pictures without the camera.
We've got to find it. Look, we tried, didn't we?
Tank, this is important.
Yeah, I know, but there ain't nothing we can do about it.
That's one thing.
Huh? What?
Everything that's happened, a strange sound, stone slabs blocking the tunnel, the black cat and the fresh milk, the camera's disappearance, all done by human hands. Somebody else in those ruins.
Some man with the horn.
Exactly. And we're going to find him.
Oh, yeah? How?
Turn the place upside down if we have to, but we're going...
Hey, Pepita, Pepita! Hobbs, she broke away. I couldn't hold her.
Pepita, come back here, you dope!
After her, Tank. She's going around the other side of the temple.
Pepita, come back here! Pepita!
Now, what do you suppose made her do that?
Something must have scared her.
But she was what? I didn't hear anything. Doesn't seem to be anything around here.
Maybe she's getting temperamental.
Well, let's help Tank.
No, no, he'll catch her. She can't go far with that heavy pack on her.
Pop! Tank's coming back and without Pepita.
Yeah, something's wrong with him.
Pop! I saw him.
Saw who?
Him. He wasn't 2 feet away from me. I saw him with my own eyes.
Tank, what are you talking about?
He's right around there on the other side of the temple. The man with horns.
Eyes wide and staring with fright, Tank points a shaking finger at the far corner of the temple, and Hop and Chris wait, scarcely daring to breathe, for a sight of the man with horns.
Gang, there's action and adventure ahead, so don't miss the next thrill-packed episode. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Pop! We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Pop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.